So when I qualified from Barts, I did, I've had three house jobs at Barts. I did, I think I did paediatrics, I suddenly realised that probably, although I loved children, it wasn't the thing for me. And then they chose five of you for medical house jobs and five of you for surgical house jobs. And you did them for a year. So I did 6 months with a junior consultant and 6 months with a senior consultant on the same firm, and which is Sir Romuald Bodley Scott's firm. And in fact, I followed Leslie Rees, who was ahead of me by 6 months, I think. And then I went away and did surgery, but then came back and then went to the Hammersmith and then came back. I was probably the one and only woman on the gastro firm under Sir Anthony Dawson, because it was Dawson and Clark who ran the firm, and they taught us all. And those were actually wonderful days because it was the most amazing unit where you learned everything. So there was somebody who was doing luminal gastroenterology, somebody doing liver disease, somebody doing gallbladder, so the whole lot. And I think Tony Dawson and Mike Clark probably trained most of the young gastroenterologists in the new era because there weren't any. So it was a superb unit to be brought up in. But I was the only girl for, as I said, about 20 odd years. So I really, first of all, became a lecturer here and then a senior lecturer. And then I was sent out to the Homerton, which was the new hospital. I was first at Hackney and then on to Homerton, but really based at Barts and sent out. Then I became a reader in gastroenterology. But when it came to the chair, I really felt I couldn't ask for it in gastroenterology because my interest had veered towards education and I started doing less research when I started writing the textbook. And we started writing the textbooks in 83/4. First edition was published in 1987, sorry. So really that takes most of the time that I would have been spending research on the research, including weekends. So really my interest had veered. So they asked me, what would like the chair, and I said clinical medicine, but they wanted to put the word education in. So it became clinical medical education.